Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 6. Jesus was amazed at their lack of faith. There were many in Nazareth who could not fathom that Jesus was more than Mary and Joseph's son. Certainly, they were amazed at his teaching. They were inspired by his wisdom. They were astonished at his miracles. Yet, they were offended. They could not accept what the evidence revealed. Because the people of his hometown rejected Jesus, they also rejected the blessings he came to bring. This is the problem with unbelief, and it is a problem concerning which I need to be on my guard. It would be foolish to simply dismiss Jesus as a fake or a fraud. While I would think twice about rejecting Jesus in this way, there are other ways unbelief can affect me. When I pray, do I always have complete confidence in Jesus' ability to answer for my good? When I study the Bible, do I always accept this is the truth and the certain guide for my life? When I feel the burden of a guilty conscience, do I look to the cross and the peace Jesus offers there? I may say I believe, but there is always a part of me that remains hesitant to put my full trust in Jesus. Because I have these doubts, I need to look at the evidence Jesus provides to support my faith. From the Scriptures, I learn He is faithful to all of His promises. Not one has ever been broken. From His obedient life, I see Him as my substitute and Savior. He has completed every righteous requirement for my rescue from eternal condemnation. From His death and resurrection, I rejoice to know He is wholly committed to my welfare. I am His for this life and for eternity. When I rely on what Jesus has said and done, He helps me overcome the problem with unbelief. I will also rejoice to know the blessings He has secured are mine. Our prayer is these two hymn verses. Oh, for a faith that will not shrink, though pressed by many a foe, that will not tremble on the brink of poverty or woe. Lord, give us such a faith as this, and then, whate'er may come, we'll tasting now the hallowed bliss of an eternal home. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.